The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast.
Do you think on tour we'll say that, or do you think we'll say welcome to canceled cross country?
Oh, that's so true. I don't know.
I feel excited. Like it's iconic. Like it really gets them when we say welcome back to the canceled podcast.
I agree. Like I think it's just really exciting to do it live in person. Can you make that leaf from that tree stop dancing on the ground? Just like maybe take a little off.
I don't know. Maybe bad for the environment. You know,
I was just going to ask, is that like scandalous that I'm saying like rip off some leaf?
I don't know. But PETA commented on my photo the other day.
Oh, because you said going vegetarian.
Yeah, but I was kidding because there was a cow in the pic.
But honestly, that day when we were with the cow, like
it made me feel so sick. I literally, because I just loved her so much. She was so sweet. But her keeper said that she was a sweet cow and not all cows are the same.
She was a really sweet cow, Miss Holly. It was funny because I was like enjoying the cow. I obviously get really scared of big animals. It's just very much like me. But it was funny how much you, like I felt your emotional attachment to Miss Holly.
Oh, wow. I think that's my favorite animal now. You know, there's a place in Hawaii where we're going to have to go that where you go to cuddle cows. Like it's literally
there's
cow therapy.
There's one here too. I reached out to it for you, actually. Isn't that so sweet?
Isn't that so cute? That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
And they have a bunch of other like weird animals.
Cows aren't weird.
I don't think cows are weird, but like
you said, other weird animals.
Anteaters are weird.
I like ant. I know a girl who. Well, I was gonna say I know a girl who looks like an anteater. In a good way.
I just can't wrap my head around how that could be in a good way, but I'm just not asking any further questions, to be honest with you.
I think it was Tyga. No, he looks like an ant, and I'm not the one who made that up. Somebody else said he looks like an ant.
I'm just always here for a little bit of Tyga slander, you know what I mean? Allegedly. I have so many topics today.
I'm so excited.
And I don't even know where I want to begin.
I have some as well, but I don't think mine are very important, so we'll save them for when we get a little
mine
dry.
Mine are not important, I can promise you that much. But the comments on the last podcast were actually really sweet because a lot of people were saying, like, I like when they have, like, no topics or like stupid topics, essentially.
Well, yeah, because that's like that's the closest you're going to get to an actual natural conversation between the two of us. Mm. Not that we're having unnatural conversations, but
it's I get
like,
what you're saying. Like,
there's usually not as much structure to like our.
Yeah, apparently we're on natural banter, and lack structure anyway. So I'm just leaning into
it. Well, it's working for us. Look at our views comparatively.
I'm just going to go out of order here. Well, I guess I got back from Vegas. Like, okay. 10 hours ago.
That is crazy. I saw Paige at the nail salon today and she was like, yeah, I was literally gambling like 3 hours ago.
I don't know what the fuck came over me Sunday night. Like serious mania, I think. That's the only way I know to write it off. I've been sober and I plan on being sober for a long time, at least until after tour, which is awesome.
That's amazing.
I've been finding a lot of dopamine and healthy things like working out and working and
gambling.
I'm getting there.
Oh,
but I get bored sometimes and I need a rush and it's just how I am as a person. And lately I feel like my new hyperfixation is gambling and this could go really south really fast.
It could, but I'm going to count my blessings. It's not crack.
That's true. But it's like I was getting to the point at the roulette table this weekend where I was like, where's the deed to my house? Where's... You know what I mean?
Like you were ready to put it all on the line.
Like who has a screwdriver for this Cartier bracelet? Like, can
really
I sell
crazy,
myself?
Like, I just, maybe because I can't imagine it, but it is like, that's such a serious addiction. I can't believe it. Like how many people are like truly like, ruins lives.
When I see people like in their little motorized like
Where are you going with this? I already don't like motorized.
In their motorized like chairs, like gambling for like hours. Like all I think to myself is like, that's going to be me. Especially as I get older. I'm just worried about myself when I get older. I'm going to like shoot up and shit, you know, because it's like I'm going to die anyway soon.
I don't think that's true. And that's not what we're manifesting for ourselves.
I love to gamble. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I flew to Vegas randomly on Sunday night. So I was like, I just want to go to Vegas for 24 hours. I want to fucking put some money on a roulette table, whatever. I lost approximately 10 grand. And the problem here is I was up all the way till the end and I was up.
That's like, how it always goes. I don't even like to gamble with you anymore because it's like, I'll be like, Tana, stop it. You have so much money. You made so much money. Like, we got to get out. And she'll be like, no, and all or nothing.
The problem really is like, I'm good. Like, I could walk away every single time with money. It's yeah, like, that's I like just
people who are like,
stop.
I could stop doing meth at any time.
You're so right. And I have no... I have no rebuttal. I really don't.
I knew you were going to say rebuttal.
It's just like, fuck, it got to the point this trip and this has never happened to me before. And I've always wanted it to happen to me. But when it happened, it was kind of a dark feeling where the hotel I was gambling at offered me like a comped giant suite to stay.
Wow.
And that's never happened to me. Like where I'm like, I've become such a, you know, like, like they want me to
like,
stay.
Yeah, they were like, because you were really putting some money in.
And it just like, I was really excited and I felt really cool for 5 minutes.
But
then
I'm glad you
like,
didn't take them up on it.
To be honest, I took them up on it and then Paige had to drag me out by my hair.
That's doesn't matter how it happened.
That's why she makes the big bucks. I ran into my ex.
Oh, how
I ran
was that?
Into Mr. He left me at the Red Rock. Actually, he got me a gift and I want to show you on the podcast. I kind of want to go get it because I think.
I would love that.
And then I'll explain the lore. Okay, first of all, I just realized, do you remember a while ago when I asked you if I could show off my Peppa collection on the podcast and you told me I needed to get a grip?
Okay.
What well, if every week I had a Peppa item of the week?
I mean, sound off in the comments. Do you want to see a Peppa item a week?
Okay, just let me know in the comments, but just also know that I'm really fragile, so please want it. First of all, Amari got me these today, which was very sweet. A Peppa Pez dispenser
so
and
cute.
A George Pez dispenser, and I'm really excited about these.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is there that a different character?
Yeah, that's George.
That's sweet. You know that. You know what?
What?
Can I ask you a question? Can you name four characters in the Peppa Pig show?
Daddy, Mommy, Peppa, George.
Okay. Because one time I saw someone say that you don't even know any of the characters.
To be honest, I guess I've never really unpacked this. It's not that I'm obsessed with the show. I like to watch it sometimes
you
in
just
the background.
Think she's cute.
Or like funny edits and stuff like that. Like I love a funny Peppa edit and stuff. But I really am just hyper fixated on her image.
Does she have an image?
Just her image.
Oh, like what she looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. He's just cute.
Okay.
She's cute for sure.
So I ran into my ex and his friends. And I guess by ran into, I mean like he had my location and like knew where I was. And like
he showed up
and, like,
where
whatever.
You are.
He called me and I was like, let's like, we're friends now. We're great friends. This is Mr. He left me at the Red Rock. If anyone wants to know the lore. Yeah. And we just decided to like have a day gambling and he got me a gift for Christmas. He got it in like October or something like that. And then he was like, I got you a Christmas gift. And then Christmas came around and we just didn't end up seeing each other and like whatever. So he was like, I'm going to bring your gift, right?
It's really everything. Hello, Peppa.
Is it not everything
that's
and more?
That's the cutest thing ever.
I'm
going to
wear it every single day on tour. I was going to wear it on the podcast today, but I look really ugly in it. Like,
it's,
you can't imagine wearing this and looking cute, you know?
I definitely think that's cute.
Well, I love it so much and I wanted to show it on
the
podcast.
That is a really cute gift and it's thoughtful.
It is a really thoughtful, nice gift. Someone made it out of like a blanket. Is that a weird thing to do? Like be friends with your ex and accept a gift?
I don't know because to be honest, none of my friends or my exes really want to be my friend. In fact, they hate me.
I have a few of those, I guess, but... I don't know. I mean, I guess so long as you're just like homies, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I
right?
think it depends on like the severity, not severity, wrong word, but like how serious the relationship was.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because like that one was kind of lighthearted, no biggie. You didn't end up bad terms or anything. So that's fine to be friends. But if there was like, if anything caught fire at the end of your relationship, probably not a good idea to be friends.
Yeah, that's fair. Like any like toxicity. I guess he did leave me at the Red Rock, but I got over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of toxic exes, I did have a new song put out.
I didn't think you were going to talk about it.
Nobody has like said that this song is about me, but I think it's pretty safe for me to assume because of how mean
it
is. Yeah, let's go ahead and play it.
I love this segment when it comes back around.
Erin, you're going to love this
one. Can I just say that I went to watch this And it's a good song. Clinton's so talented, obviously. But I could not get over the way he looks.
Stop.
I could draw him from memory and not in a good way.
Okay, that
I can say that because of what he did to
you. I don't like to say those things about people.
Yeah, she fucking does.
I don't.
You don't think we're friends off camera? Like, why?
Oh, he blocked me, unfortunately.
He blocked you?
Well, I can play it from the video that I took of it. But like that.
He blocked you in the last like few days?
No, he's blocked. I got that. I acquired that elsewhere.
Oh, that's funny.
So please, I can't actually see the video, but I can see the version of the video that I heard. First of all, this is just a little snippet. In the beginning, he says, like, it's been 8 months since we broke up and you're still on my mind. The reason I assume that this is about me is because he does say that I left you and like he did technically leave me.
It is so crazy to like fuck up so bad on yourself and then have to leave someone.
To me, it can't be about anyone else, but maybe I'm obsessed with myself. Anyway,
I don't think he's been in another like relationship since you.
That's why I assume.
Well, can you when you fake your whole family's death and everyone knows?
Yeah, it does make it trickier. Okay. Yeah.
It's so much better without his face. I would stream it. It's good.
I'm not going to lie. The delusion in me, like my personality, ignore the part where he says I'm his worst fucking mistake. He cannot stop thinking about me. He literally said it. He said.
I'm the same way, though. And also, like, if I date a musician just for the rest of my life, I assume every single song is about me.
I do like that song, honestly.
That's just where I'm at mentally. I just got word that one of my exes wrote a song about, like, you're with some surfer boy. And I was like, that's kind of crazy.
I don't like when people get too literal with it.
Yeah, that's unnecessary. And yes, I am. And I'm very happy. Like, just maybe just write about.
I love that. It.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I personally love having songs written about me. I prefer for them to not say I'm the worst mistake you've ever made, but I'll take anything.
No one's ever going to write a nice fucking song about me, so I don't even need to get into that. Speaking of just you keeping up with your exes or maybe doing something for an ex, you breadcrumbed something to me the other day that I have not forgot about.
Uh-oh.
I actually don't even want to say the other day. It was like 2 weeks ago, and I still haven't forgotten about it. Orcas. Need I say more?
No. But what does that have to do with my exes?
You wanted to be an orca trainer at SeaWorld, and you thought the fame of it would get back at your ex.
100%. I've talked about this. You must not be paying attention to me because I talk about this so openly all the time. It's like literally it was my dream. My number one goal in life, my entire life, was to be a SeaWorld trainer. Particularly a killer whale trainer at SeaWorld. Okay. That was the one vacation. Like my grandpa would take me to SeaWorld and he'd go on every little ride with me. And it was like our thing that we did. And when Blackfish came out, I was distraught. Okay. And I was with the masses, but it really threw a wrench in my plans. I could no longer be a SeaWorld trainer because it was frowned upon. In fact, I would get canceled. And you can't even get in the water with the whales anymore.
Why can't you get in the water with the whales anymore?
Because Dawn got dragged to the bottom.
Who's Dawn?
Sweet Dawn.
Okay.
She was a killer whale trainer and
a killer whale. It's kind of crazy.
A whale. I can't remember. I think it was Tillicum. Tillicum dragged her.
Till I come.
She there was like a freak accident and he started, he was like really anxious and he dragged her to the bottom and like ripped her. Yeah. It's actually really horrible. I don't like to talk about it so insensitively, but
I feel like you were sensitive there. You said he was anxious.
I know, but I'm trying to be sensitive to Dawn.
Oh shit.
So anyway, we don't do that anymore. And obviously we aren't supposed to have marine mammals in captivity anymore if they're not rehabilitating the animals. Okay. Doesn't matter. After that, I decided I'm going to have to settle for dolphins because you can't get in the water with the whales anymore. Can't go to SeaWorld anymore. So I was 100% going to join the Navy, okay? Because the Navy has a Navy marine mammal program, okay? Where they train dolphins to sniff out mines and stuff underwater, all right? And they have a base in Coronado Island. And we would go to the base. I'm not kidding. It was like, I was so passionate about it. That's all I ever wanted. The real reason behind all of it was because it was like, I wanted, like, if ever there was a guy who was like mean to me, I thought like, how amazing would it be if like he, I guess the SeaWorld goal was like for him to see me on a whale. Mm. But like, even if I were in the Navy, like what a cool job.
I can imagine you in the Navy weirdly. I feel like you like structure. You like routine.
I like a slick back bun. I would slay the Navy.
I think you would slay the Navy. And I mean, is there an age limit for the Navy?
I don't think I would pass the mental health check.
Oh, do they make you do some crazy shit?
I think they do. I don't think I could get drafted. There's no way
everyone in the Navy is stable. They just have to like, they probably lied, right?
I don't know. But I've been obsessed. And I can't believe you didn't know that about me because like literally that's my favorite, like specifically whales and dolphins are like my favorite.
I know
thing.
That. Like you've said you love whales and dolphins, but I never knew that this went to the extent of the SeaWorld and the Navy and so on and so forth.
I love it.
I just wanted to talk
about
it.
It was my dream job. And this is second best.
Either the Navy or the canceled podcast is a crazy take.
I was really gonna join.
I got assaulted the other day.
Uh-oh.
I got fucking assaulted the other day.
By who?
I still have trouble talking about this and it's been like almost a week and a half. This was the day that we announced tour dates, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of a stressful day. Like it's awesome stress, like stress that we're both so grateful for, but just a lot of moving parts, a lot, like 80 fucking group chats, 80 things to be doing. Obviously we can't do anything without a couple of things going fucking wrong. So right. It was just like blips, whatever, like a lot of just, you know, I was very scatterbrained stressed. And I decided that in order to clear my mind and to think about everything with a clear head and, you know, just get off my phone for like an hour, that I would go for a hike, which is quite the healthy coping mechanism for me as well. You know, normally it would be like 8 shots.
Yeah.
And I was really proud of myself. And I decided that I would go to my favorite hiking spot in Los Angeles. That is Runyon Canyon. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to explain the lore of Runyon Canyon on TikTok a little bit the other day, but it is just unlike any other hike I've ever done, or I feel like most hikes. I feel like when I think hike, I think like beautiful nature, like everyone's so nice. Everyone coming down kind of waves at the people coming up and like no one, like everyone's sweating and just it's like a mutual, like we're getting through this together and whatever, you know.
Like camaraderie.
But I feel like people show up to Runyon in like stilettos to like judge other people's dogs. Not literally, but like it's so like paparazzi wait at the bottom for celebrities. Like no one like goes like ratchet. Like I see girls in like full fucking glam on Runyon. Like I feel like people give you dirty looks if you're like sweating or like huffing and puffing. Like it's just like if the club was a hike. And it sucks. It's a beautiful hike and you see the Hollywood sign, but I guess it is very like telling of LA.
Yeah. And it's like it's definitely where you go like knowing that you're gonna see people. Like,
yeah, and you
like
exactly,
you know. It's like going to like Community Goods or something.
Yeah. You're gonna like see people you know, and then people are gonna be like, I saw students at Runyon today and like all now believe what they were wearing. And it's like this whole thing, and it's like it's fucking annoying. And I try not to get into that mindset. Like I'll go ratchet. I don't give a fuck if I'm like huffing and puffing. Like I just don't care, whatever. And so I do Runyon. I am so wildly out of shape, by the way. Like, it was just pathetic. I was sore for 3 fucking days. I used to be able to, like, jog to the top.
It was horrible.
And I'm gonna get that back. I'm going to keep going on some hikes, maybe not Runyon because
we're in our fitness era.
Because of my assault. We are in our fitness era. And we finally do Runyon. We get down to the bottom. I'm super proud of myself. I feel more level-headed. I come online. I see, like, you know, people are excited about tour. And I'm excited. And everything's good. And that was exactly what I needed, you know? And I used to live in a townhome right by Runyon. It's like 5 houses down. And so I like just walked down to the townhome and I'm like talking with Amari and like Paige and just kind of also just being like, this is like thinking about my life in the townhome versus life now and
yeah.
tour and just everything that's happened. And I'm just feeling amazing, grateful, right? This stupid fucking sugar gay walks. Sorry, I just came off so homophobic and it's not, I'm this person phobic, okay?
It's descriptive.
It's because I just want to paint the picture, like strut, like whatever. He's walking this little fugly ass mutt dog.
What did the dog do?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
And I'm standing facing my townhome, my old townhome. And I hear someone like walk behind me very, very close and like mutter something under their breath. And then I like, wait a second. And I like, you know, when you process in your head, like, were they talking to me? And I turn around and I'm like, wait, what? Because like, I realized I thought they were talking to me. And this man had probably gotten from like you to me, like far away from me. Mm-hmm. And he comes back up into my face, like actually probably like here to me and screams at the top of his lungs. And I'm not being dramatic. Ask Amari, ask Paige. I'm not kidding. Like loud as fuck in my face. Like had this man been straight, I would have been horrified, you know?
Yeah.
But I just, my hands were bisexual. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
Screams in my face. Your spray tan looks like shit. Hmm. Your spray tan looks like shit. And who the fuck does that after a hike?
I'm confused. Are you certain you didn't, like, there was nothing that, like, tipped him off or, like.
100%.
Like, you didn't say anything or, like, nobody did anything annoying to make this man aggravated?
I'm standing there, like, right by the townhome, like, looking up, smiling. Like, being like, oh, my God, I used to live here. Like, life has come so far. Like, I'm not in his way on the street. Like, I promise
you. He was just having, like, the shittiest day or something?
I have no fucking idea. Even if you're having the shittiest day, that's so crazy.
I can't imagine like just like literally assaulting somebody on the like verbally.
And like close to my face and like loud. Like, you know what I mean? It was like insane. Maybe. And the woman was too stunned to speak. Like I was just like, like jaw on the fucking floor. Like there's no way that, and like you just walked your fucking dog on a hike and you're going to come down and assault someone. Like that is some just like.
Yeah, like you should have endorphins by now.
And like my spray tan did kind of look like shit.
Doesn't matter.
But here's the gig and the gag of that. I was in a zip up in leggings. Like all you could see was like my collarbone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Like how, and I was facing the other way. Like how the fuck are you that like.
Wait, that doesn't make any
locked
sense.
Locked into like what I, and it's so funny because.
Just did he know you? Was he a fan?
Well, very quickly, I just want to get off my chest that day before I went on the hike, I put on tinted moisturizer because my spray tan looked like shit. Like I wanted to cover it. So it just like really fucking hurt.
It was like personal attack.
It was a personal attack. And this is nothing against Guy Corey, who does my spray tans. I didn't wash it off with
User error.
Yeah, complete user error. And then I turn around, my jaw's on the floor. I don't know what to say. And he just starts like strutting away, like, which is just insane. He was also probably like 37.
That's too old.
Like
to
your
be
lack
bullying.
Of Botox looks like shit. Yeah. And he walks away and I don't say anything. And then Paige goes, fuck you. And she's so real for that. Like such a real one, jumped in top of her lungs, screamed, fuck you. And he turns back around and he goes, you look like fucking Donald Trump. At me.
That is really, really horrible.
Turns around again and then just walks away like this, like supermodel, you know, strut, middle finger
like,
in the air.
As much as I like try to be unproblematic, you know, I'm like, if somebody says something to me like in person, I get so angry and so aggressive. Ironically, I feel like you've had to be like calm down sometimes.
Yeah, there's been times where you like are ready to fight a grown ass woman
if somebody
who would mollywop you.
Because if somebody said that to me, I would have literally made the biggest scene you could possibly.
It was like it was one of those scenarios where like, by the time I wanted to make a scene, Like he strutted off like fast and like turned the corner.
Feeling ever when you think of like all the things that you should have said or what you like, how you
I made my Uber
situation.
Driver spin the block. Like I was looking for him looking to like yell out of the car. Like I'm not kidding. Like for like 10 minutes, I was like trying to find him. Couldn't find him. Can't come to the conclusion of if it was like someone who hates me already and like got the opportunity. And if that's the case, I write it off a little more.
I would understand if it was like maybe a girl, like maybe you like fucked her boyfriend or something.
I've never fucked someone's boyfriend.
Well, no, I don't know, but I'm just,
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Like it, yeah, no, I mean, like I'm just saying like an online hater in real life.
Yeah.
And I will say like.
But I've never, I don't think they exist. I don't think any of those trolls like come outside. And I think if they do come outside, they say, can I please take a photo with you? Trisha just talked about this. She was like, literally, I think every single person who like talks shit about me online would 100% ask for a photo.
Definitely for her because she's such a fucking icon. During my iDubbbz scandal, people would come up to me all the time to my face and be like, fuck you. Like straight up to my face everywhere I went. Like and it was horrifying. And I would like go cry like all the time. So I definitely know that's like a thing. Yeah, if he's if he was an online hater, kind of respect for not hiding behind a screen.
Honestly, that's all we always say is like, say it to my face. So and like, he said it to your face. All right.
However, if it was an unhappy stranger, I hope
he's having a better day today.
Because it's like, if you hate me online, you might have some reason. You might have gathered your reason. But if you just saw someone and you would do that to like a stranger, you're a horrible person.
Well,
your spray tan looks
suffering
like shit
more than you.
Your spray tan looks like
and you
shit.
Know what? Constructive criticism to just take it and run. Okay.
Not kidding. Definitely going to get out the exfoliant next time.
I just told a story about being on Runyon. I ran into Harry Jowsey like literally the second that I got there. And he goes, are you out of breath? I go, I'm like, I was just doing burpees at the bottom.
Let's see. That's so Runyon coded though. Like you ran into Harry Jowsey and he shit on you for being out of breath
but
on a hike.
You know, it hadn't started yet and I was huffing and puffing.
It's a big hill. You have to walk up to get there.
But it was too much. I literally
You're
was so
a small
embarrassed.
Girl.
And I've already told this on another podcast, but I'm not kidding. Tan, I go, oh, I parked super far because that was like the only good excuse. Bright green Bronco literally parked directly at the bottom, like maybe 10 feet from where I was. I was like, oh no.
You were thinking with that Audi mindset.
But you know who I did run into on the hike is that girl who told me to elevate. You know the one.
Junie B. Jones. That was a bad, that's a funny ass nickname for her though.
Like if you guys don't recall, she's the one who told me that no serious brand is ever going to want to work with me because I have kind of like an unserious image. And by that, she means I work with like kind of trashy brands is what she said. She said, so long as you're working with like this person and this person, specifically she said, why?
I just have to check right now that she is like a micro influence.
Well, don't bully because it's going to be obvious.
But I just think that like, how can you give someone career advice if like they would theoretically want yours if they wanted to succeed at what they're doing?
Well, that's a joke. She specifically said like, she said YSL will never work with you. That like X, Y, and Z will never work with you. Okay. Mm. I ran into her on that hike.
Which is a
first
crazy
thing
take.
She says is, I see you're blowing up lately. And it made me feel good. Cause I was like, you know what, Junie B, I am. Okay. I'm not, but as far as she's concerned, I am literally thriving.
I just hate LA.
But like, that's a weird thing to say to somebody. That's not a normal to mention to somebody. When
I guess I would be like, you're killing it. Oh my God. But like, I see her blowing up lately. It's so like.
Well, she's like, told me about like some video she saw about me. It doesn't matter.
I guess that's kind of nice. Actually.
Yeah, it was. And I appreciated it. Cause I was like, it made me feel good. Cause you know what? I've carried that with me since she initially told me I needed to elevate. However, I was at an event with her the other day, a YSL beauty event
that you were invited to,
that I was invited to, and she was as well, and we were sitting next to each other at this event, and I go, you know what, Junie B, how funny is it that literally just a few short months ago you told me that this brand would never work with me? Literally.
It's also like, you need to elevate is crazy. You're not trying to work in high fashion. Like, yes, it's awesome that YSL,
yeah.
You're a comedian, you're funny.
Well, that's the thing is what that really bothered about me about it, and like in the beginning was like, that's not really my vibe anyway. I'm not really like a fashion girl. You know me, I won't buy anything.
And like
really
not everyone designer, like, wants what you have. Like it's just,
I don't
from
care
a narcissistic
for that. That's
place.
Not all, my whole like approach to social media is like, just talking, like literally
yeah,
just talking.
And
that's
like
all
be
I care
silly,
about.
Who gives a fuck?
I thought she'd be like, you know what? You're right. Instead she says, YSL Beauty and YSL are not the same thing. Basically saying like, calm down. They still won't fucking work with you, which, by the way, they will not work with Junie B either. And she just like goes off. And I literally had to tell her, like, I don't like you. I'm so sorry. I don't like you. You are so mean.
I've said this on the podcast a million times. And I think that her, among many people in LA, follow this archetype of person. And people can still be good people and be this. It's just like a personality trait that I fucking hate. I hate a, do you know what you need to do, ass bitch? Do you know what you need? Like looking down on you, trying to give you advice on something as if they're better than you. And it
kills
me.
I'm only taking career advice from people who are doing better than me.
That's exactly my point. If you don't have the place to tell me, like if Whitney Cummings wants to tell me, you know what you need to do, I'm gonna say, what the fuck do I need to do? But if it's someone who like lives with their parents telling me what I need to do, it's just like mind blowing to me. Or someone who blew up yesterday. It's like, do this shit for fucking 2 years and then tell me what I need to do. I've been doing it for 10. Like, you've been doing it for a fucking minute. Like, it's just,
it's not even that I don't like her, but it's just like, why would you say that? I would never ever say to somebody like, like, especially like the fact that I literally said that and she was like, actually, this is actually not the same thing. They still are not working with you, just so you know.
It's all YSL. I was like. And the principal is like, you're
like,
a dick.
It was just supposed, like, it was funny. It was like literally just being funny. But like, yeah. I don't know.
I just think it's also in social media, like, at the end of the day, everyone can have their own different niche. Like, people can be fucking gamers and fashion people and fucking comedians and fucking whatever. But at the end of the day, everyone's doing it for numbers.
I'm also just not like, looking at anybody else's shit, like, worried about what they're, like, how they're doing. Not.
I would just never, ever, ever hit anyone. I would hit a close friend with, like, you're really good at this. You should keep doing this.
Yeah, you're really good for that. Like, you're good at telling me, like, this is, like, you should do this.
But I'm never going to be like, do you know what you need to do this? Like, it's all about the delivery. It's all about the delivery at the end of the day.
I don't know why I get like so particularly offended by her in particular, but I think it's because I genuinely think she hates me. Just because like, it all started the very first time I met her and she told me, I need you to teach me how to do such heavy makeup.
I remember one time I was at a dinner with Junie B and a bunch of people. I was there. She said, were you there?
Yeah, she said she didn't know how to use setting powder. I will never forget it.
She said, yeah, that she just didn't know like how to do a really simple makeup thing, but then kind of went on a tangent about how she doesn't like makeup. And then and again, you could be like, I don't really fuck with makeup, but like, I love people who do it. Like, there's a way. It's all about the delivery. But her delivery was so pick me. Yeah,
it's
when
it's like, I don't know how people just like live with all that heavy, heavy makeup on their face. And I'm sitting there with a full beat like.
And I remember telling her like, you're acting like a pick me right now. And then she was like, what's a pick me? And I was like, oh, come on. Oh, there's no way.
I think she kind of owns it though. That's like the one thing I will say about her is I think she kind of like, she claims that.
Now.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where you just fucking have to. You know what I mean?
Been there.
I think all women should stop being a pick me by 26. Adult pick me's kill me. When you're too young to know, that's so beyond fine.
I've also had a couple other people just like say randomly offensive things to me this past week that I'm like, maybe I'm too sensitive, but like, first one.
I think you're just socially more aware than most people.
Well, yeah, sometimes I feel like people aren't meaning things in the way that they say it, but like, I'll be like, what the fuck? First offense was this girl I know. She has Invisalign as well. I have Invisalign. She has Invisalign. Okay. Her duration was much shorter than mine. So I'm like, you know what? Like, how'd they do it so fast? And she goes, oh, it's because you're doing an off-brand. I go,
who knew that?
I'm not doing an off-brand. But really weird to just like assume that I'm doing an off-brand.
That is weird as
fuck. And like, I don't know what, that's not really that offensive, but I was literally like, no, not like who the fuck? And then very next day, literally next day, I'm talking to this girl who lives in my apartment complex and we're trying to figure out if we have the same view. Okay. So I'm like, yeah, I'm on this side. And she goes, well, I'm sure we don't see the same thing because I have a corner and you have a side. I was like, I have a corner. What the fuck? Also, like, it doesn't matter, but just like really bold to just assume I have a side.
Yeah, saying like you pay less rent, I make more money than you, essentially.
It doesn't fucking matter at all, but I was just like, wait, why do you assume that I...
She's one of those ones.
Why'd you just assume?
She's one of those ones that assume the Junie B position as well. We used to be like pretty good friends and then she woke up one day and she chose a pick me violence, pick me violence, pick me.
Oh, man.
And it scares
when that happens.
The fucking shit out of me. Speaking of comments that someone made about you that maybe they didn't mean to be offensive, but they fucking were.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Alabama Barker, dude.
Oh, man.
This really surprised me, okay? Like, and I had to go back to our DMs. I'm gonna right now just to really. Did she block me?
No way.
She fucking blocked me.
She did not fucking
She fucking
block
blocked me.
She did not
she
block
fucking
you.
Blocked me.
No, she didn't. Let me see what happens if I send you her account. There's no
this
way
is
going to
change
you.
The narrative of my entire story. I promise you that much.
If she blocked you, that's really... No. Okay, wait. I'm sending her profile.
This is going to change the whole narrative.
If she blocked you, that's like really crazy.
She didn't block me.
Okay. I knew she didn't fucking block you.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh, my God. Okay. I got too high and now I got to get back down low.
Bring it back home.
Holy fucking shit. Okay. She messaged me on July 7, 2018, slid into my DMs first and said, hey, just wanted to say you're really pretty.
Aw.
How sweet. That's really sweet. You know what I mean? I feel like 2019, I was like, I responded and I was like, icon. She was like, we should hang. I was like, big sis, little sis vibes. You're so sweet. She was like, all the way. Thank you. So are you. Responds to my story. So pretty. Who dyes your hair? We have to hang. Thank you so much. Like, I tell her who does my hair. I'm sending her voice memos. We're going back and forth. I need a manager in 2021. I was like, I'll find you a manager. I'm like, I'm really like out here responding to this girl. You know what I mean? I invite her to my birthday party. She like is like, can I bring 15 people? Like my brother and fucking 83 people and plus whatever. I'm like, of course, we'll take care of you. Let's get you guys a table. Like, so you can hang out and, you know, like not be around everyone and like whatever. Do you know anyone who can do my hair? I set her up in 2021. We go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then it was like, she kind of blew up, you know? And then she just stopped hitting me and whatever. And that's just kind of how LA like works. And like, she became
now
a fucking Kardashian. Like, I'm not tripping on that. I know that that's 80% of people in LA, whatever. But I still would comment on her photos now and again, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I noticed one day that she's unfollowed me, right? And it's kind of like, okay.
Ouch.
Again, she's a Kardashian now.
Yeah,
so like,
if I become
thing
a Kardashian, you'll never see me again.
And exactly. And she posted a TikTok the other day. And someone commented on it and said, it's giving Tana Mongoose. And she responded back to their comment and she said, no thanks.
Oof.
No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks. First of all, if looking like me is giving no thanks, why'd you slide in and say I was
pretty?
So pretty,
yeah.
Why did you want my hair girl 17 times? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, You were trying to give Tana Mongoose with the fucking blonde tape ins when you asked me who did them. So it's like,
I don't know.
And I want to give her grace because she's younger. But at the same time, one thing I've never been is that type of person. Even when I was like 18, 19, I would never, if someone said it's giving Iggy Azalea, I would have never said no thanks.
Yeah, like what did you do? Like, it's just kind of, I understand the angle of like it being like, oh, I don't want to be compared to somebody else, but just say that. Don't say no thanks.
110%.
Like, if I saw someone say, like, oh my gosh, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
that's essentially saying no thanks. I don't want to look like that. And again, I have proof that you kind of did.
What about not commenting back?
Yeah, I mean, I want to give her grace for being young, but it's kind of to me like I've just never, I would never say that about someone else's appearance because it's saying you don't want to look like that.
Yeah.
And
she knows that. She's young, but she's in a very like a situation where you know that everything online is going to be run, like people are going to run
and your
with
platform
every
and so on and so forth. And then the T pages like pick it up, like all the fucking, and it's like all on my tag and whatever. And then she comments and she's like, I don't remember her exact verbiage, but it was essentially along the lines of like, all blonde people don't look alike and
I get
no
that.
Hate and whatever. And she kind of tried to like save her ass. But to me, it's like, if that's what you thought, like all blonde women don't look alike, you could have said something like that. Like you directly read my name and said, no, thanks.
Listen, it was offensive whether she meant it to be or not. And like, I don't know. I've been riding for Alabama Barker. I like am the biggest Alabama Barker. I've literally come on here and like apologize for her. Like, remember when I went to war for her?
I've defended her on this couch like a million fucking times.
We have. I'm like, roll the tapes. I literally got into like this extreme TikTok beef with that Thoughts with Gracie girl because I was defending Alabama Barker.
It just, there's no way in my opinion, like every time I see that screenshot and I see her saying no thanks, there's no way to interpret that in my opinion as not fucking rude. As fuck. There's a lot of shit I could have made fun of. And there's a lot of shit I could have fucking said, but it was like, she's young and everyone's given her so much hate and like been so awful to her, especially as a minor.
That was my angle. I was like, oh my God, she's so young. Like, I don't think people should be being mean to her, but I'm like,
and I still do not condone people commenting on a bunch of shit that minors do and people do, you know what I mean? Like all of that is so wrong. I stand by what we said, but it's like, you're an adult now. And like, that's, you just want to be an asshole. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was mean. Honestly, I do think it was mean. And what the fuck?
No, you know thanks is just crazy. Like she's fucking Kaya Gerber.
I had a makeup artist do my makeup one time. And like, it was like someone who was like, did my makeup kind of often. She told me Alabama told her to not do me anymore because I'm Mindy. I swear she could have made it up, but I don't know
why
she would have made that up.
That's crazy on so many angles. That's crazy behavior to you, obviously, but it's also crazy to think that you were like watching my videos and wrote for me that hard that you would tell your makeup artist.
This was like years ago, though. Like this was like when I literally
watched. Did you wake up one day and you were like, fuck, I don't want anything to do with her. I don't want to look like her. I don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to, what I just.
Maybe.
I don't know.
What? Maybe you did something to her that you don't know about.
I don't mean to choose violence so hard on her, immediately dialing back. But it's like, it just offended me. And it just like, again, there's no way to interpret that as like not so rude.
I agree.
Like,
I really
so many
do
people
agree.
Have said way worse shit to me. Your spray tan looks like shit, you know, like it's not, it just was like, it's always when it comes from someone who's like been so nice to you and then like blows up.
Yeah. And it's like, wait, where did this come from? Like, yeah. Why don't you like me all of a sudden?
Yeah. And it's just, that's, I don't know. It's a little wild to me for
what
sure.
What a bummer. Her rap is kind of good though.
Her new music is like, it's I wish it was worse so I could be like, really
it's honest.
Right,
I honestly think it's really good. She reminds me of Bad
really
Baby.
Good.
Yeah, I really do think so.
I'm just mad, so I'm gonna pull it up and decide.
Oh, okay.
I'm your hot girl with my frost. If you can't keep up with me, then you lost. Cause I like going on shop sprees, ain't worry about no cost.
I'm just like, where's she getting that? Where's she getting all this? No, dangerous territory.
I'm moving on. I'm not trying to start a war. I just no. I don't see any world where no thanks is. The same interpretation as all blonde girls don't look alike. And that's just that on that. I guess this would be a good transition into drunk elephant kids.
Oh, the little 10-year-olds who like, oh my God, I was actually at Sephora the other day. And I'm not kidding. There wasn't one person who was over the age of 12.
Really?
Like, literally in line. I was like, I felt like so. And you know how you think like little middle schoolers will bully you? I literally felt unsafe in there.
Absolutely. I'm never sucking in harder than when I walk past a group of middle schoolers. But my take on this when I wrote it down was a little more like, up in arms about drunk elephant kids because it just makes me sad, like seeing the youth's trends to just be like so much older. Like I saw this TikTok that was like all these 12-year-olds are buying like Summer Fridays lip peptides and $80 anti-aging creams and bronzing drops and all this stuff trying to be older. But then like our generation is like putting bows in our hair and like yeah. buying Hello Kitty Aww. And like want to be younger. And it made me really sad. But then the more I think about it, like I learned to roll a backwood when I was 12. Like maybe my interest should have been bronzing drops.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. There were like people say there was no like equivalent, but there kind of was. I feel like the girls who were like all Abercrombie, like that was like the same. Those would have been the same girls. Like,
yeah, but that's I don't know what it is about like skincare and makeup that makes me sadder
well,
because
yeah.
it's like. You're already trying to like.
That's true. I didn't. Oh my
fix
God.
Fix your face, or like you're already feeling the like insecurities and pressures of looking a certain way as a woman when you're 12.
Yeah, like the amount of steps in that girl Evelyn's routine.
I liked makeup a lot when I was really young, and it was like a fun hobby to like play with and stuff. And that was when like MAC Cosmetics was like super popular and stuff. But it just feels different to me now. It just feels different to me now because of like the products that are available. It's not like I like this lipstick color. It's like I need to contour to make my jawline look better. I need to use peptides I don't
it's
age.
It's just dangerous territory for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing I feel about like little girls who like end up doing like Daisy Keach's ab workout or something. And I'm like, you're literally 13.
But I think if I had a 13-year-old and then like all their friends were obsessed with it and they were too, like I would like welcome it. And like,
I just feel bad for the parents, to be honest.
That's so fucking true. If I asked my parents for a fucking like $60 moisturizer when I was 12, I would have got smacked into the next century.
For sure.
And then I would have stole it, but that's a me problem.
Oops.
Do you remember back in the day when you would go into Sephora when they first started? Or Ulta, and you would pretend like you were interested in the products to get like a makeover. Did you ever do that with your friends?
No.
I saw Gabby DiMartino make a TikTok about that the other day, or Nikki, and I was like, that era was funny.
Mini topic, but I follow this girl on TikTok. She's an indigenous person. She's an Inuit who lives in the Arctic. Her name is Willow. She just had a baby. Okay, guess what she named her fucking baby.
What?
Guess.
I can't.
You have to.
No.
August River.
No way.
I swear to God. I'm like watching it because I'm all into it. I'm obsessed with her and I like watch.
No
wedding.
One sent it to you. You just randomly saw the video.
No. Yeah. Because I follow her and it pops up. It's actually August Rivers, but still I'm like, there's no fucking way. And then I did open the comments and people had tagged me, but that's not how I even found it. I found it because I follow her.
For all of the viewers who don't remember, August River was our pseudo name on tour when we would check into hotel rooms so people wouldn't come stalk and kill us.
Dude, the amount of comments that were like, they think they're so famous. I was like, that wasn't even my idea.
It's our idea. It has nothing to do with like thinking you're famous. I would love to just check into a hotel under my name. It has to do with what weird people with parasocial relationships do and have done to us, you know.
For sure. Congratulations, Willow.
Do you know the other day Ari texted Jake Paul without asking me and just said, we miss you?
I get that. No.
We is so crazy to me.
But I've had times where I want to talk to somebody like and I don't want to seem like I really want to talk to somebody. So I'll say some shit like that. Like, for example, I'm doing it to somebody right now. I keep like texting this guy literally in a group chat with Ari. But I don't want to talk to Ari. I want to talk to the guy. But it like takes the edge off a little bit. It's not like texting the guy.
I agree. I just think like I'm so taken and so happy. And that's just like such a.
We could mean anybody. We could mean him and.
Because anyone that would be we would be like Amari? Jake's friends, like Jasper and like Abby and shit.
I miss Jasper.
I saw a vlog the other day that Jasper was in and I like was sad. I miss him a lot. He's the funniest person alive.
Such a fun guy.
Okay, what else? I guess I thought more would come from that and it didn't. It's just like, why?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I'm fully putting this topic out here for help.
Okay.
And I'm abusing the shit out of my platform right now because I could just really talk about so many other things. You know what I mean? I don't need to do this. But I've tried other ways and it means so much to me. And it means so much to me. It means so much to me. I've gone to the ends of the earth to replace this, to find an adequate dupe. I have done everything I possibly can. A couple months ago, probably like 8 months ago, I made a TikTok about how Morphe was discontinuing their makeup talk lip liner.
Yeah, and then you sold it out and I'm the one who put you on.
No. It was already off the website. It was already off the website. I think we did sell it out at some point talking about it like previously, but this after I went online and I was like, I hope the CEO has a bad day. Like I did it. I was being funny. I was being silly. You can go. It wasn't like, you know, whatever. And they DM'd me and they were like, we will send you a bunch of makeup talk. And I kind of thought that it was like, okay, so you've got some in the back stock to send me. They sent me a bunch. It was so nice of them. I love Morphe and I love their products. But it's like, if you've got some just chilling, like, oh, maybe you're going to bring it back. Maybe it just wasn't on the website, like whatever. And I finally have gone through the amount that they sent me. And come to find out, they really sent me like their last makeup talks, which is really nice.
They didn't.
What do you mean?
They didn't. You must have forgotten, but it was back on the website for a while. I ordered probably 20 of them. Not kidding. And I told you it's back. It wasn't even discontinued at all. So maybe it just like comes in and out.
No. Because I DM Morphe the other day. And it's funny, actually. We were just talking about messaging brands for PR because this girl that we know.
And hate.
we can tell that after this. I'll never message a brand like unprofessionally. Like I'm always like, I'd love to work with you like on a post and like let's whatever. Like I'm really like nice about if I'm gonna like if I want PR or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I message Morphe like, please don't fucking do this to me. Please don't fucking do this to me, please. And they responded back and they were like, girl, we know, but like it's gone forever. And like,
why?
Really
but why would you take something away when it's so good?
And they started recommending me other fucking shades.
They're not the same. They're it's not like, at it's all. Just so perfect. And I don't understand how it's so perfect because we don't even have like the same skin tone or anything, but it's my favorite.
And it's like fucking $8. Like it's just $8. It's the best lip. And you lose lip liners like a motherfucker. At least I do.
And the amount of people who have tried to recommend me like a different brand and stuff too, it's not the right consistency. It's just not right.
I went to Sephora one time in one of the makeup talk droughts and I bought every single fucking similar lip liner. And keep in mind, they're all also like $30. I probably spent like $600 on lip liner trying to find something similar. There is nothing on the market. Morphe, please, please, please.
They need to please. Do. It's so good. It really is so good. Although I have quite a few I can give to you because I retired it. I'm all about the Tarte fucking maracuja juicy lip in the shade Honey Suckle. Oh,
and now look at your fucking smart ass talking about some shit that's already for sale. Tarte's going to sponsor you. And I get nothing but a dusty makeup talk from the bottom of your Aritzia bag.
I don't fucking go anywhere without this thing. And I'm being dead serious. In fact, I bring it to bed. I dream of Turks and Caicos. In fact, I'm like,
I do love those and I love Tarte and maybe Tarte has a lip liner that's similar. We could work with a brand to curate a similar shade. I think
a matte
shade.
Lip is a winter or is a like nighttime thing. And then this is like
I put gloss over it in the day.
It's not like, it's definitely not like a,
it's just like,
it's too dark for like everyday wear for me.
It's just my dream lip liner shade. I'm not wearing it today. And that's why I just don't look the same. I don't have the same tan of glow and joy. Morphe, I know that your dream collabs are usually along the lines of like Meredith Duxbury. But if you would ever step out of your brand
comfort zone,
safe realm, out of your comfort zone, if you will, I don't want a full range. I don't need the James Charles fuck me up pack. I just want to bring back makeup talk. And that's all I want. It doesn't even have to be Tana X Morphe. You could just do it for me.
If it's Tana X Morphe, I will be so offended because that was my lip liner.
How about canceled X Morphe?
It would have to be canceled. That was literally mine.
Please don't do this. I think her name's Linda, the CEO. Lisa, maybe. Please don't do this to me. Please bring it back. I'm broken about it. I don't know what
Maybe
to say.
You could make your own. Like that's what happened to Kylie. Kylie couldn't find her right shade. So she just made Kylie Cosmetics and made $1 billion.
I might have to. Have you heard Ariana Grande's new song? Yes, and say that shit with your chest. And
you to Alabama Barker.
No, Alabama Mark is like, yes, and say that shit with your chest, and sorry. I'm not gonna get in trouble. Dude. If she held my newborn baby while I was with my man, and then she took my man and then made a song. I don't even care if the song is about any, like I know there's lyrics that are in reference to people just having something to say about her. And normally I'd be all on the train, you know, like. But in light of like what's going on right now with her and Mr. Squarepants, I just think that's fucking insane.
She's doing all of that for SpongeBob. And like, I don't know him. You know what I mean? But like, I do see a world in which Ariana Grande is with somebody else in a year because we know that's how it goes. And she regrets this. She's like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I've done it. I did it.
Yeah, that's true. I've done it. Like just died on a hill for a lizard. And then I was with another lizard. And I
no
mean,
offense.
He Very could talented. Be great. I mean, I want to say he could be great, but then again, like, I don't know what his relationship was like with the girl.
I like to hope that like there's something about that situation that we don't know. I like to hope that everyone is separated. Ariana's never even met that kid.
That's true. We don't know. And we're just like, you know, commenting like we do know. And that's fair. But the song choice.
Sometimes, like, do you ever see people like we know, like get accused of cheating and stuff, and we like secretly know they've been broken up for like years?
It's true. That's true. There's so much that we don't know. It's almost like, I guess my final conclusion is, was there anyone on the PR team that was like, do you have a pop ballad about your hairstyle today?
Yeah, like, is there anything that you could put out that might help?
Yeah.
I think she maybe thought it was going to be like, we were all going to be like, oh shit, she ate.
She's one of the most talented vocalists of our generation. I'm not shitting on anything. It's like, it is a catchy like song and shit. It's just like, bold move. And again, yeah, I hope something comes to the forefront where we don't know.
A homewrecker's anthem. Maybe there was a gap in the market, to be honest.
Honestly, you're onto something there. I was really high when I wrote this topic. Okay. Really high.
Are we going to be literally blown away in a hurricane right now?
I think we might be.
I'm freezing and my fucking bald spot just keeps coming out. It's so embarrassing.
I've been hitting the wax pen, and normally I'm very much like, I smoke flower. Like I like a joint, or I like to like do the actions. And
what
I think,
does smoke flower mean?
Like flower is like actual weed.
Okay. Smoke flower. Okay. Alabama. The fuck? Just say you smoke actual weed.
Okay.
Flower? What did you... You thought I was going to be like, oh, yeah, that flower.
It's a really common phrase. It's not even like...
Nobody says that.
It's not like Alabamification. It's just like a term, like in a dispensary people would use. Anyways.
So embarrassing.
I've never been a wax pen girly, and I'm realizing that as much as it's convenient and awesome, it's not my journey, because I'm so used to the motion with my vaping that I'll just like be hitting it like a vape, and then all of a sudden I'm just like seeing the hat man all day, and there's no need. But I had this thought the other day. Amari got a PS5. He's been downloading really weird games on it, and I was really high playing this game. Goat Simulator, where you can be a goat and you simulate it. Like you're a goat, but you're a goat like you're a goat in public. Like you can like essentially like go to the fucking Grove and like knock people over and like do shit. And like,
cool.
It's, you can blow up cars. Like you're a rampant goat, and like you can't die. Like, you know what I mean? You could jump off a 6-foot building as this goat.
Oh, cool. I don't think that's very realistic.
It's really, yeah, it's really fun though. It's really fun. And I was playing Goat Simulator last night. Uh-huh. And we're on Goat Simulator. You just stopped saying Goat Simulator. Wait,
okay. Keep going.
Playing Goat Simulator. And we go into this guy's apartment. And we just like knock the computers and the TVs off the wall. We're like, you know, mauling the dining table, the couch, everything. We've ransacked this man's apartment. And finally, at the end of it, we beat him up and we light him on fire.
Okay.
And I had this thought that I was like, what if I came to you guys? And I was like, let's say I lived alone in this scenario, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In an apartment. And I'm all charred, you know, like my clothes were clearly whatever. And I was like, today, a wild goat came into my apartment and ransacked everything and lit me on fire. And I'm crying and I'm distraught. If I came to you and I told you that, like, but I was dead fucking serious, Brooke. I was like, even just on the podcast, like I was like, today a goat came in and raided my pantry and shattered my television and lit me on fire and beat the shit out of me and left. Would you ever believe me? Like, is there a world where you would ever believe me? I have no proof though.
I'm not going to lie. I question the legitimacy of pretty much every story you've ever told. Like that guy on the mountain, don't think he was real. So I'm just kidding. I do. But no, I would not believe you if you told me a goat lit you on fire.
But I'm like, because crying. I'm mad at you. Like
you, well.
Like I'm mad because
you're
you
mad at me.
Because it's like you don't believe me. Like a goat, like really.
I don't know. I guess I need to see the tapes. Do you have a Furbo?
No Furbo in sight. I made a list of people who would believe me.
Wait, this all can be tied together. Look at this video that no one would ever believe.
Do your big one right now, Brookie.
This guy had to explain this story to everybody, and had he not had a camera on him, nobody would ever believe him. Why don't you go ahead? I'm gonna send it to you.
No, I think you should just send it to me.
Yeah. I just sent it to you.
I don't even trust that.
Wait, I don't. I just sent it to you on TikTok.
Aaron, I love you. Of course, it's about a whale.
The man gets hit by a fucking whale. And imagine telling somebody like, yeah, this whale just like
murked me today.
And then he just gets up like it didn't happen. Like, the whale is still there, sir. Please seek help.
I think whales are so fucking cool. It's so funny. Like, sharks and shit scare me, but like, whales are so cool.
No, there's nothing literally scarier in this entire world than a fucking orca, like a killer whale. They are so scary and they're so deliberate and evil.
Yeah, don't it's they like insane. Fuck with
yeah, they like their prey. They'll tease, like literally they'll like torture their prey just for fun. Right now they are into sinking boats on purpose.
Swear I love God, right it, now they're into like the 12-year-olds and drunk
seriously,
elephant.
Seriously, it's like a real scandal that's happening. Like, boats are being like, they're just like ripping off shit and like literally the boats are sinking.
Maybe we should have a makeup brand called like Rampant Whale. Like Drunk Elephant.
That and we can feels
have one lip liner.
Just one. I would like believe you like how I normally believe you. I'll be like, oh my God, that's crazy. How old do you think is too old to communicate via Snapchat?
I mean, if it's with your friends, fine.
A boy.
And if it's with someone that you're dating, I think it's fine. And if it's like a fun way to talk to someone you're already dating, yes. But anything else, 22. And that's being generous. I want to say 21.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Who are you Snapchatting? Is it an athlete or a musician?
Athlete. But it's like, that's why it's giving me the ick, is because it's like, that's such an athlete thing to do. Like, your snap. But and I am active on Snapchat these days. In fact, I'm posting all my behind the scenes tour content on Snapchat.
You finally
so
got a
go
snap
ahead
deal.
And add me.
Thank God. Oh my God.
Name is Brooke Schofield. Everybody
I like
add me.
Existential
now.
Crisis, like all the time. About, I'm so happy you got a snap deal. I told you to. Everyone has one. And it's fun as fuck because you're posting like authentically your content.
It is. And it's like shit. Well, because I don't like to like drown my stories in like,
yeah,
shit, but I want to post everything on tour.
I have an existential crisis all the fucking time about how much money I make and other people make on Snapchat. It's one of the only things in my career. Like, don't get me wrong. Obviously, there's so many things where it's like, I can't believe we get paid to do this, or I can't believe I got paid this much to be sponsored by this brand.
I don't understand how Snapchat is even like how it makes sense, because like the amount of money people are making is ridiculous.
I know people who make like damn near like $1 million a month for just posting like gym selfies.
Isn't David? Yeah, probably David, honestly.
Yeah.
You know,
Harry Jowsey makes a fucking killing.
Ugh. I ran into my boyfriend the other night.
Which one?
Connor Wood Fibula. And by ran into, I mean I was absolutely set up. I had a meeting at D'Amelio headquarters the other day with everybody. And we were talking about just like different things that I'm doing. And we were talking about like stand up in particular, and they were like, you should talk to Connor Wood, like, because he's been doing stand up. And I mentioned to them, like, actually, unfortunately, I cannot talk to him at all because I am in love with him, and I've publicly stated it on like 12 different podcasts. I can't talk to him. In fact, I avoid him at every event that I go to. That night, I have Dixie D'Amelio's launch, okay, for her new drink.
A new
little Muse drink. Shout out Dixie.
What's Muse?
It's like an energy drink brand, and then they collabed with Dixie.
I love how much they just like have their fucking foot everything in the door for like commercial,
I know,
real estate.
But we're at this nice, pretty intimate dinner, okay, with a seating arrangement. And all of those people who listen to me confide in them set me up. They put me and him directly next to each other, and nobody that I even knew in within like a fucking 20-foot
radius. So you
talked to him? Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
How was it?
But I was so panicked.
Are you, like, for a fact he knows that you're like...
Yeah, I mean, while he was still in the room, I posted our two names together and I said, whoever made this arrangement, like, gets a raise. Because now it's just a bit, it's a funny bit because, like, I know he just
but
doesn't
why don't
care.
You think he acts on it?
He's probably terrified of me. I literally have said that I'm, like, obsessed with him.
But still, like...
I'm not obsessed.
I ship it. I really
well,
do.
I think it's just, like, I think everybody just has a crush on him. So I thought it was just, like, oh, really? We can just say, like, haha.
I mean, I guess he is good looking and funny. Like, you know.
He's hilarious.
I love their fucking podcast. I want to have them on so bad. I've been, like, seeing so many clips and watching them all. But would you just have a panic the whole time?
Yeah, that was the problem is, like, I wasn't even going to drink. And now all of a sudden I'm drinking because I'm like, oh, no. I don't know how to speak.
Well, you don't have a drinking problem. That's good. It's good for things to make you nervous and want to have a cocktail. Wish I could.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, but I feel like it's kind of like a dead topic.
Yeah, I feel like people are just over it.
I just like
fuck already.
I found out new lore that Sydney's fiance produced the movie.
No, she produced the movie.
Oh, was I lied to?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I guess never mind. But like I was watching a lot of the promo for that movie the other day and I've always been like an advocate for like if you date someone in the entertainment industry who either acts or, you know what I mean, is like does, you know, just really in the entertainment industry in general, like you've got to possess a level of security for that, especially with actors who do shit like rom-coms and shit like that. It's a level of security that's the hardest thing in the world to possess. And I get that. And I think that that is important. But their PR for their movie is unlike anything I've ever seen.
I feel like I shouldn't be allowed to watch it. Honestly, it makes me feel like sometimes
I feel like I'm interrupting something.
Me too.
Did you see the one where they whisper the sexual shit at each
other? I sure
did,
and I never want to see it again, to be honest.
I'm so sorry. I need it in the podcast. I need everyone up to date. 1 second.
Thank you so much. Now we're going to see who has the dirtiest pickup lines. If you were an elevator, what button would I have to press to make you go down?
Basement. You, want to save water by showering together?
What's your name again? I want to make sure I'm screaming out the right one tonight.
The rest of it, so, like, his seemed a little more, like, funny. Like, I got the, like, bit of it all. But, like, the next one was like, how many bones are like, there's 205 bones in the human body. Like, how do I make it 206 later? Like crazy shit. And it's like,
that's
too far.
It
right?
makes me feel sexually confused, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm in love with her.
Speaking
she
of
is
being
the
sexually confused.
In the world. I guess if I was engaged to her, I would be like, I don't give a fuck if you do. What did
no,
she
keep
just
going.
Say?
I couldn't ever be so secure. Could you imagine being like Jennifer Aniston when she knew that her man had to go on set with fucking Angelina Jolie all day, every day?
Yeah, that's
and
insane.
Then she lost him.
And I just like at the same time, too, it's like I was watching Anyone But You, the movie, and I was like, dude,
that was so cute.
How do you not like
fall in love with either of them, to be honest?
Yeah, and just like
just when you're in that scenario with like you are going to fall in love.
You fly away to like be fake madly in love with someone like somewhere else for like so
in Australia. Yeah, game over, sister. You lost your man.
And just like all the trauma bond of the shit that they had to kind of do together. Like I swear to God, they're promoting this movie like it's a presidential election, but like
it worked.
How they had
and
to
honestly,
like, jump
so
in
cute.
The fucking harbor together, freezing cold water, like no, like the shark of it all, like the spite, like just all that shit. If you're doing that with someone, it like I feel like
bonds you.
You
together.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would never be able to last.
Yeah, I would kill myself if I was, yeah. I have a problem.
What is it?
I've talked about that. I'd never shut up about this. You actually just said something in my bathroom to me about this.
Oh no.
I saw a Snapchat the other day of that Ashley sent me from from 2018 or maybe 2017. And it was a video of the two of us putting our feet together like
get
this.
Over it.
No. She's an 8. And at the time I was putting my foot to her foot and they were the exact same size, which means I was an 8.
That is confusing. Were you a late bloomer or something?
I bought shoes the other day. They were a woman's 10. From 2018 to 2024, I should not have gone from a woman's 8 to a woman's 10.
But what kind of shoes were you wearing when you were an 8? Were they like stretchy shoes?
No, Brooke. That's, I think the reason why this Snapchat made me so mad is because it was like our naked feet. Oh. Like it was actually like, and like she's still an 8.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe the sizing is like a little bit different now, but not if no, she's like, still an 8.
Why have I grown 2 shoe sizes? And like, I'd like to say that the size and a half was in the last like 3 years. So it's like,
I've heard of it happening, but like, but what if it just keeps growing? You know, they say your ears never stop growing.
Yeah, I know.
And your nose.
That's horrible. But like, well, what if I become like a woman's 11 and like, I can't.
We're going to have to push you down the slopes.
Makoa was like, baby, it's okay. My mom has big feet too the other day. And I almost like slit. No, oh. But like. Two was crazy. Like you know I have big feet. Big feet. I just don't like the 2 words together. Big feet. Bigfoot. Like,
I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. That's just like one of those things that we've learned over time is like not a good thing.
Yeah, I guess if I was like born as a 10, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like I wouldn't give a fuck at all. It's like, what? When are they gonna stop?
Oh my God! I remember I had this like this friend in high school, and she was literally like 5'1". She was the tiniest little thing, and she had literally like she was like a size 13. I'm not kidding. It looked so funny, and she never grew. So it was like, what's going on?
I'm scared they're gonna start like coming out of the windows of the house. Like you know, that, like I'm.
Yeah, it reminds me of like a little fairy tale. Maybe it's like you know, like Pinocchio. Every time he tells a lie.
Every time I tell a lie, my feet grow a little.
A goat just beat me up.
My God. What'd you say?
A goat just beat me up.
A goat just beat me up.
I've had the same size foot probably forever.
That's like literally most people, yeah.
Well, I've been the same height. I've been this height. I think I've said this before, but I've been this height since I was like 9, maybe. I was so much taller than everybody else. In all my like childhood photos and stuff, and in dance, I was always like the tallest one. And everyone was like little babies around me and then just stopped. And now I'm fucking 5'3".
You're not 5'3".
I'm 5'3".
You're 5'3"? In my head, I've told you this a million fucking times, but in my head, for some reason, you and I are the exact same height. And I know we're not.
In my head, too. Because I got that wingspan on me. I have the longest arms, longest legs. I have no torso.
I don't know what it is that we're the same height. In my head. But I also do this weird thing where I give people accents in my head that they don't have. Like Josie Canseco, Swedish. I've talked about this.
Swedish.
I had AI make us last night.
Oh, yay.
And I was going to text you. I had AI make a photo of us last night. It was 4 a.m. And then I was going to text you and you're going to be like, why are you awake? So I didn't text it to you. Hold on. It's like not us at all. And when you zoom in, it's footy. I'm not good at AI yet. But hold on.
Uh-oh. I don't like it.
Zoom into my ankles. Why is that how my ankles really look?
Wait, look at my absolute cankle.
And then zoom into our faces.
Wait, they got my kneecaps exactly right. I'm not kidding at all.
We'll put it in the podcast.
That's literally how I feel like my teeth look if you get this side of my face. People, anytime I go on a podcast and they see this side of my face, they'll be like, Brooke looks so different. I'm like, yeah, that's because I would never let you see her.
Her is crazy.
They got my posture right. Look at that little like slump to me.
Yeah, I thought that the view in the rooftop was actually kind of accurate as well.
That is cool. And let me tell you, they would never catch me without a sock on.
They would definitely catch me.
They did. They drew my anklet. How'd they know that?
Also, just circling back to the spray tan thing, what if that was a real tan? What if I had a real tan? He didn't see me that close.
What like, if I've you been had in a Hawaii. Condition?
What if I had a condition?
Psoriasis or something. God,
I have big
you gotta psoriasis. Go back. You gotta go back and wait for him. I have nothing else except for I ran into my crush at the dentist this morning.
You went to the dentist?
I did. I had to go to the dentist because I fucked up my Invisalign and it's not right. So I'm gonna have to get attachments for Tor. Like those like things that like they put on your teeth to pull them down. But I just need to do it. And I figure I might as well do it while I'm on the road instead of like here.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't make sense.
But I did run into my crush at the dentist. He's this guy. I met him at Shaq's Funhouse, okay? And I was there with Joe, Throwback Thursday. And Joe, as you guys know, was not in love with me, okay? And I was bothered by that. So I found somebody who I thought was going to make Joe jealous.
Yeah.
And but I ended up just running around the whole night with this guy. No.
Okay.
I would show you him. He's like, he's so hot. But I run around the whole night with this guy and we're just like, we just really hit it off. Really, really liked this guy. He's the sweetest, like most like calm Canadian, like sweetheart. He's a professional athlete, but like a sport that's like you wouldn't think of. And loved him. Okay. We've kept in touch since, but anytime he's tried to like hang out or like do something, he wants me to come to his house. And I've told him a million times that is not
a date.
Going to your date, your house is not a first date.
100%.
And I'm not hanging out with anybody who doesn't want to date me. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
You take me on a date or we never see each other. We ended up having to see each other at the dentist. Okay. But I'm like, I just am so sad because he would be such an eligible bachelor, but he like, but he has like a thing about going out. Like he doesn't want to, like he doesn't go out.
Of his house? Like yeah. Agoraphobia?
I don't know. No, I mean, he went to the dentist and no, he's like literally his whole job is like being outside.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. I think he just doesn't like he doesn't want to go to parties. He doesn't like.
But you don't want to go to parties.
I don't want to go to parties either. Take me on a fucking date.
Yeah, no.
But so hot.
It always scares me too when guys, I'm not saying this is his situation because I don't know him, but like guys that are like for example, an athlete, like yes, in your sport, people like really know you, but you're not just like worldwide famous, mm-hmm. but then they like don't want to go out and be seen with you because they think they're like that famous.
Oh, I don't think that's the vibe. And we have a lot of mutual friends who are all really good people. So I know he's a good person. And he's like really like, I don't know how to explain that without giving too much information. He's just like a really good guy.
That's good.
So I'm like, why won't he take me outside the house?
Sometimes I imagine those dogs with an apple in their mouth on a rotisserie and then everyone walks in and I'm like, dinner is served. And I'm like wearing a suit.
I'd take a bite just to make a point.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Canceled Podcast. And I guess I just want to end today's podcast by saying thank you to everyone who bought our tour tickets so quickly.
Casey.
I think the tour is officially sold out, actually.
That's crazy.
And I was definitely under the impression when we took on this tour that it was going to be like promoting like our life depended on it all the way like through it. You know what I mean?
I was hardly telling anyone like because I knew how crazy and big the venues were and I wasn't telling anyone because I was afraid they were going to be half empty.
100% same. I was very much convinced that we would be like digital panhandling, like in New Orleans hours before the show, like come to the show tonight.
Yeah, like on the strip in Vegas, like handing out things like for people cards. To come.
Literally not kidding. And I just, for it to sell out that fast and for everyone to be so excited. And you were sending me a bunch of screenshots of specific venues and like, they're fucking massive. And like Dave Chappelle just did a show at one of the venues we're playing. And like
his special,
you're playing the same show in DC that Matt Rife was doing and like it's just
same place.
Yeah, and it's that show's gonna be insane, by the way. The stuff you have prepared, the stuff we have prepared for so many niche cities and is insane. But I don't know. It just like really blew my mind. I think that the tour was like 85% sold out the same day that we launched it. And just even before we even launched our promo, the amount of people that were on the website refreshing and like found out and shit. It's just crazy to me that many people want to see us live and we're like so excited.
Yeah, it really doesn't feel real, but I'm so excited to see everyone.
And we are going to try to give you guys the absolute best show we fucking can. We're about to, after this, literally, we've just been working on writing the show and making it so good. So I'm so excited. And yeah,
honestly, tell us too, if there's like something you want us to do or like say or like something.
Please, in the comments below, just or on Twitter or anything, if there's stories you want or topics you want or anything, it would help us so much in the writing process so we can really knock it out of the park. And there will be, I think right now we're adding 17 more shows, like second shows to
the same cities.
And then eventually for all of the missed places like Boston and New York and LA and Vegas and Phoenix, like we hear you guys so heavily. And the second that business wise, like we get the opportunity to add these cities, which we've already been discussing so much, they will be added. So nowhere is forgotten about. And eventually we hope to take this shit international.
Yeah,
we're not
skipping our own hometowns either.
At all. We just want to be able to play the biggest possible venue so we can shit on all the people.
I'm inviting every man who's ever wronged me.
Absolutely same. Oh my God, we're going to need separate venues for that shit.
I'm going to need a whole, yeah.
Yeah. But we are so excited for Cancel Cross Country, and it's about a month away. So we will be seeing you guys.
It is a month away. It's less than a month away.
So soon. And don't buy tickets from resellers who are trying to scam you out of crazy prices. We will add as many shows and tickets as we can. And we'll be back to those cities as well. And yeah, fuck the people trying to tax you like that. Nobody's canceled podcast is worth a $700 ticket.
At all. I
think so. Thanks, Ari. We love you guys so much, and thank you for watching this episode, and we will talk to you very soon. We've got a lot of guests coming up, which hopefully they will hit the mark on not sucking, so we can stack up some episodes for tour. Goodbye.
Yay, love you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.